You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The market capitalization of BSE-listed companies hit a record $5 trillion on Tuesday, as sustained flow of domestic money and strong economic growth prospects fueled investor optimism. It took less than 6 months for market capitalization to jump from $4 trillion to $5 trillion, the fastest trillion dollars gained ever. The rupee has also been flat during this period. It closed at rupees 83.31 against the US dollar on Tuesday, as against rupees 83.33 on November 29, when the 4 trillion milestone was achieved. At close, the total valuation stood at an all-time high of $4.97 trillion. US, China, Japan, and Hong Kong are ahead of India in terms of market capitalization of companies. Experts attribute this increase in India VIX to low voter turnout. Over to industry. With high-quality professionals galore, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Tuesday exhorted the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India to start work for the creation of an Indian CA behemoth, which would be among the top four globally. Currently, the top global accountancy firms are Deloitte, EY, KPMG, and PwC. While the government will have a 100-day action plan after assuming power, the ICAI should also have a 100-day plan to create a big enough and strong enough professional CA firm, which will be recognized as one of the four as India progresses to become a developed nation by 2047. The Bihar ICAI should start work to lay the foundation of a big CA firm in coordination with the ICAI headquarters, Nirmala Sitharaman said. Next up, economy. There's growing optimism that India is on the cusp of a long-awaited economic takeoff, and its gross domestic product may grow close to 7.5% for the June quarter of the current financial year, according to an article written by Reserve Bank of India team, led by Deputy Governor Michael Debabrata Patra. The projection in RBI's May bulletin released on Tuesday was higher than 7.1% estimated by the Monetary Policy Committee in its statement on April 5th. For the full FY25, the RBI has estimated GDP growth to be 7%, compared with 7.6% in FY24. The Indian economy has demonstrated marked resilience in the face of geopolitical headwinds, imparting supply chain pressures, they said. Moving on, telecom operators are working with technology partners to implement solutions to curb the menace of pesky calls and SMSs in the coming months, the Cellular Operators Association of India said on Tuesday. The industry has developed various models over the DLT framework, which have been reasonably successful considering the noticeable decline in volume of UCC originating from SMS over the last couple of years, said SP Kochar, Director General of COAI. Kochar, however, said the UCC from voice calls is still an issue that the regulator and telcos are working together to address. Currently, the government has allocated 140 series for promotional voice calls and also prescribed the 160 series for transactional and service voice calls. Over to some exciting news from the world of digital transformation. Imagine a scenario where a movie is made in one language and dubbed in several other languages, but the lip and jaw movements are synchronized in such a manner that it looks like the actors are actually speaking the language in which you choose to view the film. Well, this is no more an imagination but a reality. Courtesy, on top of generative AI solutions, which are slowly flooding the market, deep tech startup Neural Garage has built its proprietary Gen AI models in the audiovisual space that can change the lip and jaw movements visually using audio as a controller at the studio quality. With the availability of generative AI models like ChatGPT, startups are using their application programming interface to write customized codes. Meanwhile, in the trade sector, the Ministry of Commerce is working to codify the experience gained through intensive negotiations on the free trade agreements in the past few years and compile it as a standard operating procedure for future guidance and reference. India currently has FTA relationships with 26 countries. It is negotiating with 44 more. Once done, India will have FTAs with 71 countries. Last few years have seen a change in India's approach to FTAs, and geographical focus has moved from east to west. The negotiations have become more complex. The new FTAs that are being negotiated, including ones with the UK and European Union, involve not just tariff reductions and market access, but other areas. Lastly, let's look at stocks in focus today. These include ONGC, BHEL, Arvind Fashions, Worldspun Enterprises, United Spirits. ONGC plans to increase its cumulative production of crude oil and natural gas by 20%. On the other hand, BHEL posted its fiscal fourth quarter profit at Rs 489.62 crore, down from 25.6% on year in comparison to Rs 658.02 crore during the corresponding quarter of FY23. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in business and finance stories.